Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I have a long and growing list of what I call old man stuff. All the mysterious conditions I'm accruing as I age. It's not written down anywhere. It's just a mental inventory of all the little aches and pains and quirks that seem to show up with alarming regularity. That didn't hurt yesterday, is a familiar phrase on some mornings. And the list keeps growing. Either or both of my replaced knees might click when I walk. My shoulder protests when I reach for something on a high shelf. I can't watch a movie on TV without subtitles anymore, and I had to buy a bigger TV because the subtitles got too small. The text on my Kindle just keeps getting bigger. Pretty soon I'll be reading large print editions. But my list is nothing compared to Paul's. He knew something about real suffering. He'd been beaten, shipwrecked, imprisoned, and run out of towns. His outer self wasn't just wasting away from natural aging. It was being actively worn down by the work he was doing. And yet he writes, "We do not lose heart." He doesn't say, "We never struggle," or "We don't notice the decline." It's, "We do not lose heart." He acknowledges that the struggle is real, that the wasting away is happening, and that the outer self is indeed falling apart. But he also points out that while the outer self is wasting away, the inner self is being renewed. Not someday, not eventually, today. I'm being renewed every day, even as I add new items to my list. So what does this inner renewal actually look like? It's not dramatic most of the time. It's patience I didn't have before. It's gratitude for things I once took for granted. It's perspective that comes from having lived through enough hard seasons to know that they don't last forever. It's learning to laugh at myself and to let go of things that used to matter too much. I'm not there yet, not even close. Some days I'm as impatient and anxious as ever, but I can see the direction God's taking me even if the progress feels slow. I'm learning to trust the process. My old man stuff list will keep growing. There's no stopping that. So I don't lose heart. Not because the outer self isn't wasting away, it absolutely is. But because something else is happening at the same time, something more important, something that will outlast every item on my old man stuff list. I'm being renewed day by day. Father, thank you for your patient work of daily renewal, even as our bodies wear down. Help us trust that you're building something lasting in us that no amount of physical decline can touch. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, stchurch.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.